Hello, I'm Kemp Haar with Floor Focus Magazine and FloorDaily.net, and we're at Coverings 2008. And for this interview, we're actually in the Vitromex space, and I'm here talking with Massimo Bellucci. How you doing?
Very good, actually. I should probably say hola, buenos dias, que tal? But we're actually Vitromex USA, and we're here for the American market, so good morning isn't right.
Vitromex production is in Mexico. We're talking about a North American manufacturer of products, which from a logistics standpoint has got to be an advantage for them. So why don't you give us a quick rundown on Vitromex?
Sure, definitely. Well, first of all, we are at the Vitromex USA booth, and I'm trying to say USA because this is a company that has been developed for the American market, for the American market needs. As we know, the company belongs to Grupo Industrial Saltillo, and it was founded in 1967 in Saltillo, Mexico, an area very well known for ceramic tile production. And now we're practically considered a domestic manufacturer due to the fact that we have every product we make is for this market only and take it here, but also it's a warehouse in Laredo, and we service a very large distribution network in the United States market.
You actually live in San Antonio, Texas,
yes,
don't you?
Yes, love it. It's a very nice place to be in San Antonio, nice and warm.
Tell us a little bit about the styling trends between what's made for the American market versus what's made for the Mexican market.
Correct. Actually, there's a lot of differentiation between that. The Mexican market requires products that are more of a minimalistic look, larger sizes, rectified, that kind of very European look. The American market we play with, it's definitely a market that is demanding for our products to be in touch with what's happening with the American home. So it's products that you can put very close to maybe like stainless steel appliances or the rest of the house where you have wood, carpet, and that's how the color we choose are blending in with the American home. We also come up with what the American market needs. Could be like the trims for V-caps, quarter rounds, bullnose. Those are trims used in this market, not in Mexico. So there's definitely a lot of differentiations. Rustics are still very, very big in the United States market, and we're bringing that. A lot of the more matte finishes, while in Mexico is a lot of more high gloss finishes that also play a big differentiation in product.
And I guess overall, the big company, Vitromex, is probably pleased that you also have business in Mexico, because I believe the Mexican market is actually growing, isn't it?
Actually, it's very growing, and we're one of the top three players in the Mexican market with ceramic tile and porcelain lines. And so, yes, there's a very nice recognition. The company also makes water heaters. We have the largest market share in water heaters. We have the largest, we also produce china, plates, potteries. We make engine parts, engine blocks, you name it. So this is one actually of the favorite divisions because we create fashion.
Okay. Extremely diversified company. Yes. Explain the difference between Vitromex and Artemis.
Perfect. Vitromex is what we have under the category of Vitromex. We have all our ceramic tile. Ceramic tile with red body tile. And Artemis, it's our impervious glazed porcelain. In fact, actually, the company right now has been certified for true porcelain certification, and we're proud of that, and that's what we're going to market with.
Okay. And you have a new brand, or it's called 4 Plus,
yes,
V Plus?
V Plus, correct. It's more than a new brand, it's a new attitude. The company is going through a new type of new management and a new way of thinking outside the box. And therefore, what we're really taking to the market is V Plus, it's Vision Plus, more vision of the company. We are becoming more innovative, we have more designs, we have more better service, and we're getting a new attitude to it. If I can show you later, for example, we're coming with a vision impaired tile. That is something that we're bringing to the market for us to be different from other companies. And it's a tile made out of granite that tells the vision impaired person that there's a change in height on the floor, and there's also that there's an intersection coming in. So once again, it's something that the company wants to sponsor and thought out as Vitromex, something not just as a ceramic tile manufacturer.
So someone who is sight impaired, when they start walking up on a texture that feels familiar, they'll know that
there's a communication language that talks to the person, and it's alerting the person of a change in height or a crossing. Yes.
So it's like a Tootsie. It's for your braille for Tootsies, huh?
That's right, buddy. That's right, right.
All right. Well, listen. I noticed you had a panel here that says innovation on it.
Yes, innovation. Well, that's part of it. Actually, it's part of our V Plus or more vision to the market, the way we're approaching to the products. also our products have become more and more sophisticated. We have invested in technologies that we didn't have before. We are able to rectify material now. We're able to be, shortly enough, to be polishing material. Pretty much any series of ours could be polished in a short future. And also creating more updated looks, as well as we're cleaning up our older looks. So it's a new Vitromex, really, a new Artemis.
Okay. Now let's talk for a minute about what you're introducing that's new. I mean, you've already mentioned the for the impaired folks, but
we have several glazed porcelain lines that are new. One of them is called Mercury. Mercury is a crosscut travertine, which is very popular in the United States. But we're having a blend of crosscut and cut travertine, creating a very beautiful two stones put together in one. And the floor, it plays with a beautiful graphic movement, same coloring throughout, very beautiful graphic movement. And we take it to the consumer in 20 by 20 size, 13 by 13, 6.5 by 6.5. So we have all the bells and whistles to make it a very interesting line for the consumers here. Another one is Lympha. Lympha is our high design, if I can say so, because of the new color schemes we're bringing, the movement of veins, and it's a sandstone. It's a very up-to-date sandstone with very updated colors for the house. So it's we're very proud, and we got a lot of good feedback on it and sales. So.
Okay, good. And let me just in the markets that you focus on, you know, in the U.S. there's the commercial and residential market. How do you break your attention to the marketplace?
We're definitely been a company that has looked at residential for many years by itself. Only would be residential. Now with the growth of a porcelain series, many of them meets ADA requirements, and also with the merchandising that we have today. Today we have contractor boards, we have architectural folders that go directly to designers. Then in that, we're starting to expand it into the commercial market.
Okay.
This is new for us, and we're looking forward to developing a very good strategy behind it.
That's a good strategy, since that's a market that's still pretty strong.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Well, Massimo, I really appreciate you spending time with our audience. We've been talking to Massimo Bellucci, and I'm Ken Parr with Floor Focus Magazine and FloorDaily.net.